This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
People find this hard to believe about myself, but I was very shy when I was younger, and I actually started waiting tables in order to get over my shyness. I was an entrepreneur. I knew that I was never going to move as far as I needed to unless I could overcome some of my fears of being able to network and talk with people more. What other advice do you have somebody that thinks they might be a good fit but has just never taken a leap like this?
Well, I think start doing your research. Step back and actually think about what you're good at, what you're passionate about. I think many people get caught up in the rat race. They get their major and their degree in college, and they go down a path that they think makes the most sense based on that degree or what's going to make the money and pay the bills. But they don't necessarily step back and say, hey, what am I really good at? What am I passionate about? And how can I connect what I'm passionate about and what I'm good with, or good at, rather? And I think once you actually step back and identify that, then go out and do your research. There's so much information on the web these days, and there's so many different kinds of businesses that you can have that you can do lots of research. There's lots of coaches and brokers out there that can sit down with you and talk about those things that you're good at and passionate about and help you match up businesses with them. And there's opportunities for everyone. There's 3,800 franchise brands in America. It's a crazy, crazy number. But if you just take a little bit of time, you know, everybody talks about being self-actualized. Well, most people never are. They just keep their head down. They have their career. They go through. They get married. They have kids. They get the mortgage. They get that monthly nut that they've got to hit, and they're sort of stuck in that routine pattern for the rest of their adult lives. But it's important for you to be able to every once in a while step back. Take a little time over the holidays and sit down and write a list. Write a list of what you're passionate about, what you're really good at, and then try to find a business that matches up with it. And go out there and do it. Just try it. You know, make something happen. You only live once, and you don't want to have regrets.
Great advice. Yeah, and as I interviewed somebody once who said the worst thing that happens is we go and get another job. It's just failure in the United States. Failure where we live is the stakes aren't that high. At the end of the day, they're not always survival. We'll still be able to eat. We'll still be able to provide shelter. And so I think the risks are not as bad as people think sometimes. What if bad things? What if good things? I'd rather focus on. And especially if you've done your homework and you've got a proven franchise model.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I'm here with my mentor, Aaron Walker. He's a president of View from the Top. He helps men learn how to show up intentionally in all areas of their life. I see leaders struggling with their identity. What do you recommend that they do?
You know, the problem is oftentimes, Derek, that we tie our identity up into our personal net worth financially or our title. And I help you unpack what your identity should be tied to. And you can find that out if you'll go to mypersonalassessment.net. It will help you also uncover your personal identity.